Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For the past 20 years, we've been reporting on America's culture war from a Judeo-Christian perspective. And over the years, we occasionally have people ask us not to use the term culture war. To them, it seems inflammatory or hyperbolic, but to those of us on the front lines, the term best describes what we see happening all day, every day. Dr. James Dobson once described it as a civil war of values, where the prize to the victor is the next generation, our children and our grandchildren. To understand the battleground, all one has to do is read the newspapers, and this week was a perfect example. For those who somehow missed it, June kicked off Pride Month, a 30-day public celebration of what God calls sin. As major corporation after major corporation goes woke, it appears the people are finally waking up. Just this week, it was reported that even Chick-fil-A, that bastion of corporate Christian virtue, has now turned their backs on the values that led to their success. As reported, they've stopped donating to Christian organizations that support God's design for marriage and have instead begun donating to LGBT groups and even to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And it's not just the corporate world. Schools and government entities have for years been pushing a woke agenda to the point where state legislatures have finally said enough is enough. It's time to stop using taxpayer dollars to fund activities that harm families and children. One example right here in Montana is the new law banning drag queen story hours in public schools and libraries. Just this week, the city of Butte canceled a public lecture in the Butte Library by a man who identifies as a woman because it would violate the new law. According to the speaker, his talk would include a book and discussions of human sexuality and minors could be present, which is exactly what the law was designed to stop. One librarian was miffed that the city council pulled the plug on their planned event, but we applaud the city's actions and the fact that the new law is doing exactly what it was designed to do. Meanwhile, two liberal district court judges are continuing their crusade to push a political agenda using their seats on the bench. Judge Mike Minahan, a Helena district court judge and former Democrat legislator, has blocked several pro-life bills from taking effect. What's most frustrating is that he refuses to recuse himself from these cases, even though he had a 100% pro-abortion voting record with Planned Parenthood while he was in the legislature. And down in Billings, Judge Mike Moses, a Bullock appointee and poster child of judicial activism, is doing as much damage as he can before he retires at the end of the month. Judge Moses has blocked pro-life bills, election law reform bills, and a bill to stop transgender people from retroactively changing the sex on their birth certificates. These are just a few examples of the activism that makes up the culture war. But a war it is, and the prize to the victor is our children and our grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.